Got something to buy, sell, or trade? Call Tradio each day on the Noon Report from AM 1000 WIOO.
To the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
Frank, was there any trepidation on your part to a little concern about a lot of people don't want to talk about their children publicly?
God.
Yeah, a little bit. I must say that, Larry. But Cody's a very public person. You can't really hide your family. We don't intend to do that. He has a very private life also. I think he's learning a lesson, too. It's kind of hard to have... me as a parent, Kathy as a parent, he has to learn to live that way, grow that way. And I found it very interesting. Here's a kid who can't read and he can't write.
Can't spell.
Can't spell, and he's written a bestseller.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
That's all I can say. Let me give you a quick update here on our top story.
Yes.
In the middle of our bad song show, that's the Kathy C. Gifford. They got video of Frank update. And you remember that this past Monday... when all of the stuff came out originally in the Globe tabloid about Frank Gifford and his alleged little meeting with the stewardess, that we called the Globe because we couldn't believe the story, couldn't believe the pictures.
Yeah, we wanted to get somebody from the Globe to comment on it and see if this is beyond their average kind of stuff where they had more more credibility to
so,
it.
So just luck of the draw, we happened to get put right through to the news editor for the Globe, Candace.
Right.
And she liked being on the show. And I told Rob after that show we should try to get her as a regular. You know, once a week, that'd be a good segment to talk about all the gossip that's in the Globe with, with the editor of the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now imagine our surprise when now the story about the video comes out. And Rob called down there today. And
well, actually, she called back to let me
she
know.
She called us.
She let me know that she'll be in touch with us the first part of next week about her being a regular on the program.
Even better.
And I said, how are things? She said, well, we're real busy. I couldn't possibly do anything this week because we've got a real big story coming up this weekend.
Mm.
And I had talked to Buzz about it already. I said, ah, the video. So you've heard. I said, yes. I said, is it really that good? She says, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. We got it. So listen, Monday.
We will talk to her next week, yes.
Monday. Okay, good job, RJ. You're almost not a disappointment to me. Buzz, let me give a call 100 here, and then we'll finish up news and comment. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm from Frederick.
Jim, all of today's music is delightfully bad. Which Mellow Yellow Jackson brother had a hit single entitled Bad?
That'd be Michael Jackson.
Yes, it would.
Michael Jackson.
Mike, you going to throw the dart?
Yeah, hey, hey, hey.
Where are we going?
Maryland.
Maryland, here we go.
Maryland, and it fell. It didn't even stick.
God, I want sharper jarts.
It didn't even stick. Well, here you go. First off, you've won tickets for our premiere of Steven Spielberg's The Lost World.
Sounds good to me.
Our premiere, be the first to see the dinosaur movie that is on Friday the 23rd.
Cool.
Plus, you've won the Viper prize pack and the chance to be on the UPN show, Viper.
Oh, Viper, I don't even know her.
Yeah, good man. And we'll have that drawing on tomorrow's show. Hold the line, please.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening. Now, we still got another hour of the Bad Song Show to get to.
That's right.
So let's do the second part of News and Comment right now with Guy Burbank, who did an excellent job with the poker face today.
Oh, absolutely. I was saying that, and I said,
poker, I hardly knew her.
I said, how long did you know this? He said, I've known it since this morning.
Yeah. Didn't even tell me.
Surprise.
Good job, Buzz. Okay,
tonight,
other news.
Tonight on TV, as the May sweeps continue, the season enders on NBC of Friends, Seinfeld, and ER. ABC has the Three Stooges special tonight at 8 Eastern, and Fox is running, as I mentioned earlier, the scariest police shootouts. Tony Danza says people think he always plays a guy named Tony on his shows because he's not a very good actor. He says he realizes that's what people think.
Oh, boy.
How wrong people are.
Really? I mean, how dare he tear himself down like that?
He was Tony Banta on Taxi, Tony Micheli on Who's the Boss, Tony Canetti on Hudson Street, and Tony DeMeo on the Tony Danza show coming up this fall. He says, what else are they going to call me, Dennis? Miss Universe pageant is tomorrow night, and the outgoing Miss Universe, Alicia Machado, will not be talking about Donald Trump to reporters between now and then. Trump, of course, owns the pageant.
Oh, is that who he's...
Is that who he's doing right now?
That's the rumor anyway, I guess.
Close the deal?
He is the sleaze of sleaze. Miss Universe, is that who he's going for now?
Right, and I believe, and I get Marla and Ivana confused, but one of them was a Miss Universe, and that's where he got a previous wife.
I can understand why he got rid of Ivana. First off, that whole accent, darling, and she's the big Amazon, like with a bowl of fruit on her head. But Marla Maples,
yeah,
That's pretty good stuff.
I think she was a Miss Universe.
I mean, you know, speaking of her just from the neck down.
Sure. She looked a little hagged out, though. One pageant I was watching where she was the lady up in the balcony going, okay, here we go. The girls are really looking. She looked like maybe she'd had a bad day. Perhaps she was going through the same thing Kathy Lee's going through.
She's not the brightest.
Well, okay. The Donald owns the Miss Universe pageant, and it was just a few months ago that publicly he yanked a plate of food out of Alicia Mikado's hand saying, you don't need that.
What a jerk.
And Alicia says, well, I could stand. He'll lose about 15 pounds.
He was on that inane Drew Carey show last night.
Doing a
cameo.
Right.
Yeah, good friend of the Giffords, I should point out, Donald Trump. I just I can't get that out of my mind, but everything seems to be connected.
I wouldn't cheat on Marla Maples, you know, until she lets herself go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a little warning to my wife.
Right.
You keep your figure under control.
Oh, God.
I'll stay with you. As long as you're still looking good.
Where is she? Where is she? She's
not listening.
She's not listening.
Obviously
not listening. There's no way she's listening right now. You know, I always ask.
Well,
then we can move on to O.J. Simpson.
If I got my wife scheduled down, she's picking my son up from piano practice right now.
Show you inside the building right now.
No chance she's listening.
Timing is everything. O.J. was back in court today. It was not a happy day for him in Santa Monica. He was being asked about where is his Heisman Trophy and where is his expensive Chevy Suburban. He still owes the victim's family's $33.5 million. He could face contempt of court charges if he doesn't give the answers that the court wanted to hear. And we're hearing from Fred Goldman's attorney, at least, that Simpson didn't give the answers they wanted to hear today, that he was not cooperative. One lawyer says Simpson even has to count the change in his pockets when counting up his assets to pay to the Goldmans and of course, to the estate of Nicole Simpson. The New York Post Cindy Adams column says that O.J. is also getting cash from Michael Jackson to help pay the bills during these difficult times.
Oh, please. How sick is that? Are you making this news up today?
I wish I were, but it's all over the papers, Don.
I got to give you some kind of a drug test today, Buzz.
Okay.
This news is just too good. I think you might be tripping, man.
Hand me that cup. O.J. also says in a bizarre television interview that begins airing over the next few days that women, black and white, have been showing their support for him lately. He says he's been hearing from a lot of women. He made a pitch, in fact, for a girlfriend or a wife on this program, American Journal. He said, of course, you have to live on a golf course and support me and my family, but I'm available. That's the quote from O.J.
Unbelievable.
He also says Marcia Clark is hypocritical for writing a book because all she's interested in, he says, is the money.
Wow. All right.
Larry Flint was in Cincinnati yesterday handing out free copies of Hustler magazine.
That's generosity.
That's the city where he was prosecuted for obscenity.
I make you horny?
There he is. 20 years ago. A lot of the working stiffs who picked up their free copies of Hustler magazine, pardon the expression, said he's a nice guy.
Oh,
and
I get it.
They were glad that he was there. The police were not so pleased. And Larry, kind of a threat to, I guess, the town of Cincinnati, says he may open an adult bookstore there.
Ooh. Buzz did a boner joke.
The investigators on the JonBenet Ramsey case want to talk to an Arizona woman who says she had an affair with JonBenet's father. She says he answered a personal ad she placed in USA Today.
What is wrong with people? Yeah.
The world is going mad.
Welcome to it. A suitcase, some airline safety news today. A suitcase-sized piece of a TWA jet fell out of the sky and onto downtown St. Louis today.
TWA?
TWA.
That's unusual.
Hard to believe.
It was a gear door that weighed 120 pounds. It landed on a busy street. Jeez. Thankfully, nobody got hurt.
Maintenance is done on this aircraft. We didn't bolt the gear door, though. We're awfully sorry.
The FAA is investigating that, and it's also investigating the near miss at Washington's National Airport yesterday. One of the airplanes was a U.S. Airways jet taken off. The other plane belonged to the FAA. God. The FAA jet crossed the runway just under the takeoff of the U.S. Airways jet. Mm-hmm. Those planes crossed within 100 feet of each other.
There was the pilot right there.
Yes, charge.
A fourth grade teacher in Indiana is all jammed up for giving some kids a quiz on the Ku Klux Klan. The students were asked to name three groups the Klan doesn't like. They were asked to do a word search on a page to look for racial slurs, and they were asked to give their reasons what the fourth graders thought why somebody would join the Ku Klux Klan.
There's another test you could ace, Charlie Broyle.
Oh, God.
One kid answered, it's good fun. Another kid answered, tired of seeing blacks. That's why there's a controversy in Indiana over that test.
The American educational system.
Yeah. From now on, students at the University of Oregon are going to have to get explicit consent from their partner before having sex. That's the new policy just adopted by the student government there. This new policy says it's not possible to get explicit consent if your partner is drunk or under the influence of drugs.
Get going.
And that'll stop them.
Oh, sure. And did you see the story on the front page of the Washington Post today about the fancy new toilets they have in Tokyo?
Yeah. Oh, didn't I? And don't I want one?
Oh, wouldn't you love to have one like that?
Push buttons everywhere to operate the bidet, the dryer. There's a fake...
That's right, a butt dryer. That's right.
There's a fake flush button in case you have...
Unbelievable
sounds, and there's a button to automatically open and close the lid. There are other models available, even more sophisticated in Tokyo right now, that analyze urine. These toilets clean themselves. Some come with a remote control, a clock, and timer, so you can time yourself.
Can you use them after you eat asparagus?
And a temperature control. Apparently so.
Oh, unbelievable.
The Japanese love gadgetry. They have robot vacuums cleaning their airports now, and they also are strapping tiny little cameras to cockroaches to inspect their sewer systems.
That's so cool.
Oh, unbelievable.
And the hot fad in Tokyo right now is women are gluing their bras to themselves to, I guess, keep them in place properly.
That's smart.
In sports, Jerry Jones won't talk about the report that receiver Michael Irvin wants to be traded, but it was in the Dallas Morning News this morning, which
is bitter.
Three sources. The word is that Michael Irvin is frustrated by the public attention given to his personal problems.
No, he's not. No, Buzz.
He's bitter.
I really think that Michael Irvin is bitter.
Well, then, hey.
Yeah, no. Oh, well, then, hey. Hey, right back at you. They're all bitter. If they leave the Cowboys, they're bitter.
Seattle hosts Houston tonight in Game 6 of the Western Conference Semifinal Series. The NBA has suspended 5 Knicks for the brawl last night toward the end of the game with Miami. Patrick Ewing is among the Knicks suspended.
Wow, is John Starks suspended?
I believe so, yes.
You know, that's huge. That is so big. Because it's because they came off the bench to fight, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, let me just give you the AP version here.
Okay.
The suspension. P.J. Brown of the Heat is going to miss 2 games because of this. The 5 Knicks who'll sit out 1 game apiece are Charlie Ward, Patrick Ewing, Allen Houston, Larry Johnson, and John Starks.
Wow!
And get this, since NBA rules require that the teams dress 9 players for playoff games, only 3 Knicks will sit out Game 6 tomorrow, and those will be Ward, Ewing, and Houston. The Knicks lead that playoff series 3-2.
That is so huge. You know what? The Knicks will be so strapped. That poor white guy might actually get into the game.
And
they have a token white guy on the end of the bench.
Do you know his name?
Yes, I do.
Why? That medicine should have been there an hour ago.
And his name is Bruce Martsky.
And the New Orleans Saints have cut quarterback Jim Everett, not Chris Everett, but Jim Everett. The 12-year veteran has been the team starter since 1994. And we have the tape of the local TV anchorman here in Washington talking about golf balls and players who clean them with their tongues.
That's right here, Buzz.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me 3-putt Buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
I have in my hand the story he was trying to report that evening.
Oh, you do?
It says players who lick their golf balls to clean them may be risking their health. A 65-year-old man in Ireland got hepatitis from the weed killer that his ball picked up at the golf course.
Eww.
But a lot of
maybe that's what happened to Jim Nabors.
A lot of golfers.
Maybe he was licking some balls, and that's how he got hepatitis.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Finally, a Wisconsin couple got themselves arrested this week for misdemeanor fornication.
Yeah.
Do I make you horny?
They'd gone up to the roof of the two-story building where they live, totally nude, to make love.
Yeah,
and
hey
since
there.
They live above a bar on one of the town's busier streets.
Go, Pack, go!
And since it was evening rush hour, a small crowd gathered on the street below to watch, which is when the cops showed up and broke up the party. The woman of the couple told police that she and her friend were just celebrating her birthday.
Hey, we're cheeseheads there.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Brett, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
This is the second most exciting thing I've ever held in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
The only radio show with over 1 million candle power, Don and Mike.
Now welcome back to the worst songs ever made.
Oh, yes, they're all bad.
And I am the modern man.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret.
I've got a secret. Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret. I've got a secret.
Yeah, that's a touch of Shatner.
That's right. It's very melodramatic and a rock opera-esque.
I am the modern man.
I am the modern man.
Oh, and here is my modern wife.
Hello, Sugar Bear.
I've been keeping under my skin.
My heart is
He's my favorite part.
My blood is boiling.
My brain IBM.
He's saying IBM, but I always thought it was like, you know, bowel movement.
Sure, that his brain came out, you know,
like poop.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
And here she is.
You know,
yes.
I don't like to say I told you so. Well, I don't like to say it all the time.
But, oh, is this about Kathy C?
Yes. I told you almost a year ago that someone told me he was having an affair with a stewardess.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. You know,
how come that never made it on the air?
Because he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't remember the conversation.
You know, she talks and talks and talks, and I retain what I can. I hear so much. You know, my wife has all of her friends, and sometimes I hear that someone was up at the Hamptons, and Christy Brinkley was with so-and-so, and mm-hmm. Billy Joel was with so-and-so, and then I was talking to someone else at Bard School, and they said that Frank Gifford's having an affair with the stewardess.
Well, and technically, really, to go on the air with that kind of stuff, you have to get the proper documentation the Globe did.
Yeah, get the video. Really.
No, you don't. I mean, not if you say that it's just a rumor.
Oh, a rumor, yes. Allegedly, yes.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not very nice. And so, you know, I wouldn't do it.
And, you know, Frida, that this is the nicest show on the radio,
right.
So now repeating the story that you broke a year ago.
Repeating gossip to my husband, since he doesn't listen to me, it can't really qualify as gossiping.
So what exactly did the friend tell you?
I don't remember. It was really, honest to God, I think it was around my birthday last year when I was together with a couple of friends, and they said that they had heard that Frank Gifford was seeing a stewardess, that he wasn't a true blue nice husband.
Hmm. Wowsy woozy.
That is wowsy woozy.
Yeah, right. So I'd like to know how long he's been seeing this gal. I'm assuming it's the same woman, unless he just has a string of stews like...
Well, stews.
Yeah.
Supposedly the Globe has the pictures.
Good.
I think that is just the little push that you need to keep yourself looking good, which you are. You're looking great.
What?
Just remember, I will be with you as long as you keep that girlish figure.
Well, but you must look at it from the opposite angle, too. To Frank Gifford, I might, look pretty good.
You mean, have you ever had a shine for Frank Gifford?
My husband's telling me to mind my P's and Q's and to be good to him.
Yes, you keep yourself as good looking as I do for you.
You should be the one watching out because the woman was married, was she not?
Yes, she was.
There you go.
Okay, I love you.
And Frank Gifford only got her because he's super famous. So if you stay at your level of success... I think I have a better shot.
This has all gone sour on me. Well, listen, I love you. I love you
anyway.
No matter how you look.
Well, thanks.
And you look great. I told you the other day how much weight I can tell you've lost.
I haven't lost her. I've only lost a couple of pounds.
Well, you look too skinny.
Just enough for a hand to fit inside my pants and my jeans that didn't before.
That would be my hand.
Yep.
There you go.
You
like that, Frida. I will tell you, he liked that a lot.
Yeah. My wife likes it when I hug her like that, which mm-hmm. she has on her jeans as I give her a hug when I come home from work.
Uh-huh.
I put my hand right down the back of her pants and like... underneath her underpants and everything. And I
do a little squeeze?
Yes.
Yeah, you need a skosh more room for that.
I diddle her.
Oh, God.
I love you.
I love you too, boo-boo.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.
All right. Okay. Now, where were we?
Oh, I don't know, diddly-poo.
What are we doing here? Oh, we're doing a show.
Momentarily sidetracked.
Let's take another call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
But you know that I would never go... all the way with that. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, I'm not a butt lover, as it goes, unlike some in this room.
Stop it.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, radio gods.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just sitting here diddling.
What do you want to hear? I'm trying desperately to change the subject now.
I'm a giant butt lover.
That's the perfect song for you guys. It's the perfect group.
Well, I'm glad you finally have come clean with that,
Stop
Mike.
Stop it, you
butt lover.
Stop it.
Mike O'Mara. He knows the ass.
Oh, God.
I guess in a weird way, I'm a butt lover, too, because I do like touching my wife's butt.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what man doesn't, really?
Outside of it.
You know, I think me, too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How do you weigh on this delicate issue, Buzz? Oh, never mind. I already know.
Outside.
What did you want to call for?
I have the perfect group for you guys.
Yes.
Vanilla Ice.
That's not a group.
Well, okay.
It's a guy.
I've got it, I think.
Perfect group, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, here it is right here. Is this Ice Baby?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all right.
You know, and now whenever I hear this song, I don't think of Vanilla Ice. I think of Jim Carrey and his impression of Vanilla Ice that he did on In Living Color. Ice,
baby. Ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate.
Oh,
ice is back with my brand new
what?
What was that, Lindsay?
When I was young.
What?
This guy was huge when I was young.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. And I'll glow
to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Oh. You know what was good about Vanilla Ice is he was very popular for a couple of months, and he went out and blew all his money, like paid $1 million for a Ferrari,
right?
And like 3 months later, he had to go under his other alias.
He bought a mansion, right?
He's now known as Jimmy the Intern.
Jimmy the Intern. A totally different hairstyle. That's why Jimmy wears those hats all the time.
You are right. That is an awful one.
That's for sure.
All right, let's get back to another request of a bad tune. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I got a request to make.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could play a song by your new celebrity friend, Frank Gorshin.
Oh. Well, no, I have a Frank Gorshin 2 for ready.
Oh, you do?
If anybody out there is interested.
Frank Gorshin, okay. That's not funny.
First, here is Frank Gorshin on Bad Song Show Day, singing Never Let Her Go, song written by Mr. Mel Torme. Worst guest we've had on the show, Frank Gorshin.
Everybody needs someone.
God.
Frank Gorshin.
He's weird. He is weird, man.
But that's not the Frank Gorshin song I want to highlight today.
Okay.
This is the Frank Gorshin song that I want to highlight today.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer. A bulldozer.
Riddler.
Riddler. Riddle me this.
What's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Oh, God.
We would sure like to know
did every show have a song in those days?
This was from an album that he did. The album was called I'm the Riddler.
I'm the Riddler.
Elephants, oh.
Hey, it's Riddle. The whole world's
He's the Riddler.
He is the definitive Riddler.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you for listening. Now, we had a request for this before.
It's Rose Fireball.
There you go.
Thank you, now.
Uncle Jim.
If and ever he shakes your hand, you better wear an iron glove.
Remember, this used to be an everyday staple on our show.
Hey, look at my magnificent manhood. Yeah, Uncle Jim. I want some vittles.
Buddy Epson. And Jethro Clampett. What's his name? Bax Bayer.
A feller's car quit going.
Duh.
And he plum asked me if.
Super duh.
I'd give his car a little push. And I pushed it off a cliff.
Remember when we had Buddy Ebsen sing it right here in the studio? That was an honor.
All right, I don't have time to play the whole thing. I want to give you a sample. I know a lot of people called for it.
You hear they got Frank Gifford on videotape.
Here's another one that people have called for, Mike.
All right.
Pee-wee Herman.
She's the girl on the flying trapeze.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
She's the sweetest thing that's ever.
This makes me want to just get a big box of popcorn, lay it in my lap, and enjoy the tunes.
Tell her that
I'm in love with her. She's the girl on the flying trapeze. Yeah, a little saxophone.
Yeah. Let me take another call here. Don and Mike Show, Bad Song Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
How's it going? Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
I got a favorite bad song from back when you and I were both in junior high school.
Yes, sir.
DOA.
You know, I get calls for that, and fortunately, I brought it in this year.
Good man.
Great song.
Oh,
God.
Remember this?
I am sitting in my wreck. Or wait,
the guy sings about being in a car wreck, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Doug.
Doug, this is for you, baby. From
Thank
the Q.
You.
From your hot rockin' Trooper Q. Hey, everybody. Prom season. And I want to mention, don't end up dead.
No.
All right, kids. What about that Frank Gifford? Crazy, man. Here's DOA.
Quite an intro on this one.
I brought in the long version this year.
The album version.
Dun, 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 dun.
There you go.
I remember.
We were flying alone.
Oh, God.
And hit something in the air.
Flying alone, hit something in the air.
Run, Joey, run.
DOA.
Wow. Did you guys sing it all on this?
This is demonic. Yeah, he'll get to it, Mike.
And that same kind of melodrama.
Boo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo.
Laying here, looking at the ceiling.
They're all the same. Ceiling.
Ceiling.
Someone lays a sheet across my chest.
I am the modern man.
No. Something warm is flowing
down. Oh, God. Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my friend.
Hi there.
I would absolutely love it if you could please play the late, the great, or alive, Ham and Eggs.
Oh, Ham and Eggs. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Even in honor of Grease's new deal, maybe play your little tape with him. I'd love it, too.
You're thinking way too much, but here's your song.
Ham and Eggs, Ham and Eggs.
Burl Ives.
I like my fried rice.
With the Boy Scouts.
I like my
he loves the Boy Scouts.
Draw your own conclusion.
Ham and Eggs.
I'm out in the woods.
Ham and Eggs.
We're wearing shorts.
Flip them, flop them, flip them.
Ham and Eggs.
Ham and Eggs.
Sing it, the lads.
Like
all right, let me get one more call on.
All right.
Before we have to go to break, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you doing today?
Hi. We're doing great, thank you.
Okay, in honor of the late, great Major Bill Smith, could we please hear Freddie the Disco Frog?
All right, listen, just for you, here's how we're going to end the show today.
Mm-hmm.
How many breaks? We have two breaks left after
yep.
this? Okay. First break, we'll go through all these stinky 45s that I have.
Okay.
And play a little bit of all of them, like Pac-Man Fever.
Very good.
And Mr. Jaws and Convoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last break of our Bad Song Show will be devoted to Bill Smith.
Yeah, Bill Smith has a stack of records in here, some we have never heard.
Wow. Rob went through his own collection and brought in some stuff. I didn't know that Major Bill had ever put out a record called Here Come the Rattlesnakes or Your Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II.
That's the one I want to hear.
And then, of course, here it is on vinyl, Freddie the Disco Frog.
All right, Freddie's always ready.
We'll get them all on for you. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more bad songs.
This is the Don and Mike Show. the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
Tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, get in there and talk about www.com. You got them naked chicks on there, man. You go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
They are the role models for joy, Don and Mike.
Okay. Sioux City.
Yes.
Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great. What's your horrific song?
Well, my song is Don't Worry, Be Happy, which has got to be the worst one I've ever heard.
Got it right here.
And but also, I was going to tell you about... I don't know, you're talking about Yoko Ono earlier.
Yes.
And
lovely woman.
Huh? Lovely woman. Yeah.
Lovely woman.
Well, anyway, the last song that John Lennon put out on 45.
Yes.
On the flip side, there's a song by Yoko Ono.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, it's called Kiss, Kiss, Kiss. If I remember correctly.
And anything with Yoko Ono is nails on the chalkboard.
Try to find it, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the song though is.
Right, okay. I'm sorry we're out of time.
God.
Had no time for the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge today.
We would have been here for 45 minutes listening to him.
Duh, duh, duh. Have to play my 45s.
All right.
And here's the first one.
And you know, I hope this people that aren't disc jockeys can relate to this. That cue burn, which is when you cue the record up, it gets a little scratchy sound in it. I love that.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to...
I'm going to have to go through these real quickly now. This is Pac-Man Fever, of course.
Now, when you were out in Los Angeles, Southern California, you were actually hearing this song in your head as you were going, like, to work, going wherever you were going to.
Right, and I know that you're just setting me up, and thank you, because I'll take this opportunity to mention that I was the Southern California Ms. Pac-Man champion.
And when you were walking down, like, to your car, this is the way you do it, you know, because you were the champion.
I went to Disneyland and played Ms. Pac-Man against a bunch of little kids, and I was the champion.
I had a chance. Do you remember the time that I had a chance to actually witness you playing Pac-Man? And I was sitting there. I was, you know, I was killing time. I don't know. We had an appearance somewhere, and I'm playing Pac-Man. You came over, and it was just this incredible. Like,
I got the patterns, Mike.
It was something to behold.
Back to the tunage. Here's Buddy Hackett.
You remember me? I used to have a nice Chinese restaurant. People used to come in and eat nice. Used to sell an egg roll. Used to sell a lobster roll. Then they put in a three-piece band, play nice music, play the foxtrot, play the mambo. Now they don't play, they play new.
It's Buddy Hackett.
And his tribute to...
No more egg roll.
Egg Foo Young.
You see?
Is it egg roll? What is it?
Lock and roll. Everything lock and roll.
What is the name of this rum?
Chinese rock and egg roll, and it broke the Hot 100.
Make me crazy now. Lock and roll. Anybody coming here? 17.
You know, we want to thank our friends at the Record Mart in Old Town Alexandria in Virginia. They gave us a bunch of stuff for today's show, like this Buddy Hackett record.
That's great.
A great place for buying bad music. 703-683-4583. Our thanks again to the Record Mart in Old Town Alexandria.
All right. You're the same age. That's the girl you up there.
Turn that one off.
All right, that's Buddy Hackett.
Start this one.
Okay.
Oh,
got it ready to go.
Oh, hold on a second. I pressed the... There you go. Got it. 3, 2... Boom! Yay!
Oh, God. Rock me, Amadeus. Did this song come out when Amadeus the movie came out? I think it was a tie-in, wasn't it?
All right. I'm moving too quickly to keep up with your fast-paced dialogue here. Hold on. Here's Mr. Jaws.
This is Dickie Goodman.
The late Dickie Goodman.
We're here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
I know my!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please, mister, please.
Funny, you bet.
Sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that
There's
first
a period
bite?
In time when those songs were hot.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say?
All right, here's the next one. On RCA Records. No show with the worst songs of all time would be complete without feelings.
Feelings.
Excuse me.
Feelings.
Not yet.
Feelings.
I forget. It's Ken Stevens' favorite song.
Trying to forget my...
Let me get one more on here. I want to cue this last one up.
He's got a good singing voice, that Ken Stevens.
Please welcome.
All right, we're going to cue one up here. live intro.
Count Floyd.
Ladies and gentlemen, because of bad weather, the Rolling Stones will not be here tonight. In their place, will you please welcome Count Floyd?
Just some of the worst music ever made.
I love that character.
These. I told you guys to take those wires down. What's the matter with you?
Floyd, did you hurt yourself?
Of course I hurt myself, you idiot. What do I look like, one of the flying Hollanders? My knees. All right, everybody now, come on. Let's get it together.
Cowboy is back.
Oh, God, that is awful. That is awful.
Yes, it is.
Count Floyd is back.
The country's back.
Count Floyd is back.
Man, very scary.
Here's another one from my 45 RPM file. Power 95 with a maze.
She's gone in 3 short years. She's gone from a pistol packet. The lady has moves.
Madonna on Power 95.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can
Maze Patrol.
Watch you weave them breathe.
It's our favorite disc jockey, if you don't know, the Maze.
Here's one I hate. God, I hated this song when it came out. And 3, 2, 1.
These were the days, my friend.
A lot of people like this song. I hate this song.
Oh, you know something? It's a great song for everybody to sing along. Only on the chorus, of course.
Do-do-do.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern.
Listen to that charming voice she has, Doc.
Cher, Judy Collins, Charlie Daniels, Mac Davis, DeBarge.
Hey, Don, I know you're moving at a lightning pace here, but
yes.
Could you skip ahead to just the chorus of this song?
We choose, we'd fight and never lose. Are you and I? And that's the days.
All right, I blew that.
Da 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 da.
Everybody,
da 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 da.
Everybody,
da 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 da
da da da da da. Okay. That's all the time. I didn't get to 99 Loof Balloons.
Oh, man.
Or Milli Vanilli.
Ladies and gentlemen, his hands were flying over these 45s.
However, I think if we do a quick break, we'll come back in time with our tribute to Major Bill Smith.
Tonight at the Geronimo home, it will be the night of 1,000 paper cuts.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, back to the Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
Would you identify yourself?
Yes.
Remember to wash your hands after listening. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now, I have not budgeted the time correctly because we've only got like 3 minutes left in the show. We don't have time for the entire Major Bill tribute. I promise you this, if we get into it now, we'll keep it going on tomorrow's show.
Well, at least you're playing the hit, the big hit, the hit of hits from the Mage.
Freddy the Disco Frog. I'll let you hear a second of it, and then you've got to hear some of the other Major Bill stuff that we got. Mighty Freddy, always ready.
Freddy.
Freddy the Disco Frog.
Disco Frog.
Would you identify yourself?
He's very well mic'd, so you can listen very closely.
Freddy the Disco Frog. That's Major Bill Smith.
Wow.
He's always ready. Well, let me play you one of the other ones. Here's the one called Queen Elizabeth.
This is the one I wanted to hear.
Okay, here you go. There's talking at the beginning of it.
Your Royal Majesty, Queen Elizabeth
II. Oh, this. We've never heard this.
I am sure this humble and certainly inadequate letter will never truly express the deep feelings and sincere gratitude which we in 20th century America feel for you.
Would you identify yourself?
And your forefathers, who in many cases were also ours, for the love, appreciation, understanding, and admiration shared
He was an Anglophile.
That's one, but wait, there's more. Here's another one about rattlesnakes, where he also talks during this one.
Oh, this is great.
Now, this is a story that you just ain't going to believe. But I'm going to tell it to you anyhow. Now, my gospel group, we've played and sung
you hear that little
all
stammer?
Over the country at little churches and schools and auditoriums.
Would you identify yourself?
He was a one-take guy, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Well, our manager, he's a beady-eyed little greedy fella. He booked us up in this little church way back up in the hills. Man, it took us 3 hours just to find the place.
Major Bill Smith.
When we pulled up in the yard, I told the gang we're going to have us a...
This is like undiscovered treasure.
It's a cotton pick and smash, that's what that
My
is.
My darling Mary, if I can hold back the tears for a few minutes and can keep these rough, calloused hands steady for the last time.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'll try to share with you the inner feelings of my heart and soul before I die.
Is this the Queen one again?
No, this is a
yes,
different one.
John Henry Porter, who fired 4 shots into the body of that young cop in East St. Louis 6 long years ago.
What the hell is he talking about?
Capital murder.
Listen, I do not know.
Oh,
I am just...
God, this is an entire... This could be a show.
I am just playing the new Bill Smith records that we've just unearthed.
The new old Bill Smith records. These have been gathering dust somewhere.
Hello? Oh,
this is just a story, but it could happen at your house. Well, tomorrow's the big day. My little Susie's wedding day.
Oh,
seems like only yesterday that my firstborn, the apple of her daddy's eye, would come running from the house to meet me when I came home from work.
You ever collaborate with Jimmy Dean?
Susie, my darling little Susie.
Oh, God. All right, tomorrow.
That's
okay?
Incredible.
Be listening in the front part of tomorrow's show when we will listen in depth.
That's incredible.
To all of the Major Bill tapes.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
Okay?
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Great.
And thank you for listening to the Bad Song Show. There are the toe-tapping touchtones spurting out of your radio, making a noogie mess like you know who.
I think they're good songs.
Call 100 at 1-800-636-1067.
Would you identify yourself?
Call 100 right now. We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show on your sports leader, AM 1000.